Morning,
Hi, this is Dina from Family First. I was reaching out for one of Mr. Jonathan's cases. I know that he's out and they are requesting an authorization immediately to switch over to us.
Okay.
Okay, so the patient's name is Thomas Golan.
I'm gonna need you to give me one moment.
Okay, sure.
One moment. Okay. Do you have an ID number for this participant?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's the ID number?
The ID number is 350-166-2161.
You said 350-166-2131 or 61?
61.
61. I don't have any participant with that ID number that's coming up in the system.
350-166-2161?
Yeah.
Interesting. What's
the last name?
The last name is Golan, G-O-L-I-N as in Nancy.
Okay.
His name is Thomas.
Okay. Well, it looks like the numbers probably off.
Let me take a look on portal, see if the number's written down wrong here.
Maybe that's his MAID number.
Yeah, it's the Medicaid ID number.
That's why I had it in the wrong spot. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So, what did you need to get exactly?
So the patient was discharged from the hospital today, and they are requesting an authorization to begin services starting today.
Let me see if there's anything in here to even start that, because it's not a guarantee that surgery will be able to start the day with him. Just because being discharged today, it doesn't mean that utilization review is going to be able to approve it, because that it's a process, so it wouldn't be today that would happen.
Okay.
Is this service with you, with Family First, or who's this?
Yes, we will be the home care provider.
Okay.
And I know there are two agencies with Family First, so maybe I can provide you with the tax ID. Make sure you got the right one.
So, yeah, I'm going to need you to provide me with the tax ID number as well as the address. And I think it's the tax ID is the 10 number. The A?
Provide.
I think it is. What is it? I forget what the other one is. All right. What is the tax ID number?
The tax ID number is 82284-3555.
You said 82284-3555?
Yes.
Okay. And the address, the billing address for you guys?
Mm-hmm. That's One Winding Drive.
Winding? You started for me?
Yeah. Winding is W-I-N-D-I-N-G.
Okay. Winding Drive. Uh-huh.
Suite 205 in Philadelphia, PA. And the zip is 19131.
Okay. And the best phone number for Family First?
The phone number is 267 551-7401.
Okay. And who am I speaking with? I don't think I got your name, or I didn't know this. So what's your name?
Yeah, I'm not sure. My name is Dina. D as in dog, I N as in Nancy, A, last name starts with an A.
So Dina A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Dina, what's your role there?
I'm an intake coordinator.
Okay, then you would need the services to start today?
Yes, that'd be preferred.
All right, let me see. I might be able to put a service. Well, you know what? Oh, one moment, because I want to make sure that his assessment and all that stuff is up to date. Hopefully he won't need a new assessment.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about that. I might be able to put it in, but I would have to ensure I have everything. I'm just trying to fill out some questions while I have you on the phone, so that way I might be able to submit it directly with you on the phone.
Okay, great.
Requesting a provider change. Oh, so we might have a problem. I will probably have to call the current provider agency to term with them, and then I would have to put it in for you.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Thomas, was he able to talk by phone?
I've been speaking with his representative, Chelsea, but
okay.
We do have a number here on file for him.
Yes. What's that number?
It's 267
673-5588. Okay, because, right now it's already a provider agency in place, so I would have to call them to term, but I have to speak to the rep first to confirm with her that Mr. Golden does want to switch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have to do that. But while I have you on the phone, it looks like there's something else that they may be asking for. Provider ID, do you have a provider ID number?
Yes, I do. That'd be 307-828-94.
Okay, so I'm going to say it again. 307-828-94?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so... requesting provider change. I want to get all this information from you.
That's
so
good.
I don't need to call you back. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to Chelsea first, and then I will reach out to the current agency once I get the confirmation that Mr. Golden is good with the switch to you guys. And then once I get that, I can submit the service authorization assessment request to get the provider home care changed from this current one to you guys.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Okay. All right, Dina, is this number the best one to reach you on?
Yes, this number right here.
Okay, I'm going to note that, 27497. All right, Dina, I will give Ms. Chelsea a call and then hopefully get this moving.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a great one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.